So last night after the game, I was in the arena, luckily enough, thanks to one of my buddies who invited me to the game. Scott, thank you. And we...
Wedgwood?
And, yeah, Wedgwood.
You and Wedgie are just BFFs.
So it was such a great atmosphere inside the arena, and everybody spilling out onto the streets, and we were like... And it was an early game, or, you know, at least compared to the other start times. And we were like, well, let's go grab a beer. Let's celebrate. It was really cool walking out of that arena last night. It's so incredibly rare, like we talked about, getting to a game seven and then winning it, and winning it at home. It hadn't happened very often at all.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's hockey, basketball, or baseball, there are very few instances where your team wins.
So may as well just throw the no doing stuff on Monday entirely out the window.
I already went to the game. At that point, it's over, right? So we go to an Irish bar right around here in the arena, Hardwood Arms, I believe it's what it's called. Really cool place. And it was packed with Stars people. And it was just so, everybody is doing shots and celebrating and drinking Guinness and, you know, high-fiving each other. So I'm sitting there enjoying a nice Guinness.
And the Irish love ice hockey.
They totally do. And so...
Like Connor McDavid.
I hear a little bit of an argument going on behind me. And I had seen this one guy walk in with his Seattle jersey on. It's whatever. Who cares?
They're sharp. I like them.
Yeah, they are. But I turn around and this guy with the Seattle shirt on is arguing with a couple of dudes that were partially in my traveling party, partially not. But they were P1s, and they look at me, and they're arguing with this guy, and they're like, dude, you need to interview him. And I was like, okay. And I look at the guy, and he looks at me. I was like, hey, how you doing? I go, you got 5 minutes? And he's like, yeah.
And I got a whole summer now that you guys beat us.
All right, well, let's go, because the argument that I heard was pretty funny what the guy was saying. So we walk back, back by the bathrooms of this incredibly crowded bar. And, I hit record and away we went. So I would like to introduce you guys to Luis, the Seattle Kraken fan. You can tell me to stop this whenever you want.
All right.
Here, with a Seattle fan. What's your name?
Luis.
Luis, did you fly down here for the game?
I did, from Chicago. I'm from Atlanta. We don't have a hockey team, so when the Kraken became the Kraken, I became a Kraken fan. And then I saw Game 6 in Chicago. Game 7 happened, obviously, in Dallas. The Braves are in town. I'm going to the game tomorrow, so I figured I would fly down for Game 7 and the Braves game tomorrow.
Okay, so are you catching a lot of hell here, or what? We're in the Kraken jersey.
So, seats next to me were fantastic, great fans. To be honest with you, I almost fell asleep halfway through the game. The fans don't know the rules. They don't know anything about hockey. They don't know... The only thing they know is, let's go Stars. If that's not getting drum beat throughout the game, they don't say a single word, and that's just the facts. I mean, that's the facts. And we got that.
So wait, where'd you grow? Wait, where'd you grow up?
No, I grew up in Atlanta, and we could not hold a.
Okay, so why are you saying that the Dallas fans don't know anything about hockey, and you grew up in Atlanta?
But we could not hold a hockey team, and when you know you can't hold a hockey team, you know what it takes to not hold a hockey team. And let the record show, the people next to me were so fine, so great, but the whole game was quiet. It was quiet until the first goal.
It wasn't quiet. I was there.
It was very quiet before the first goal. Before the first goal, the only sound that was ever made was, let's go Stars, whenever some random drunk guy ever started it.
What did you want to be said? I mean, like, I thought the crowd was really into it.
No,
Game 7, bro. It was loud.
No, I know. I am a huge sports fan. That is why I flew down for Game 7 as being a nascent hockey fan. I will not credit myself as being a good hockey fan, a great hockey fan.
So how would you know what a good hockey arena is like? Where have you been?
No, because I know what a good sports arena is. I have been to a Natty final. I have been to a Natty semifinal. I have been to almost every other sport final that you could ever think of, and that was sleepy. It was very sleepy. Nobody knew. People were yelling.
What are you saying? They don't know the rules?
No,
what are you talking about?
The rules. They do not know
Bro,
the rules.
Bro, this, no, this franchise has been here for 30 effing years.
And I can tell you that they don't know the rules because they were yelling icing on their own power play. Tell me that that's not knowing the rules. Tell me that.
No, they weren't. Yeah.
That's exactly.
The dumbest thing I've
the
ever
Stars
heard.
Stars had the puck in the zone the entire power play.
Okay, so but they understand the concept of if the other team clears the puck, it's not icing. This is,
and that's the biggest put down from any hockey fan to another fan base. They don't know the rules.
And this is Minnesota's big thing was, boy, Minnesota, we are the state of hockey. Just ask us. And one of the ways we let you know we're the state of hockey is any southern market doesn't understand the sport like we do.
Right.
And, tell me how you understand the sport so well. Well, I mean, we just know the rules so well.
Yeah.
We love the sport so much that we the rules of hockey are not complex. And trust me, in 30 years of hockey in this city, everyone has a pretty good grasp. Now, do some misapply it from time to time because they've been served a lot and they're just up there making a scene? Of course, but that's in every place. I've been to like 25 of the NHL arenas. Dallas is not an outlier on this matter. They're just not.
What about Luis's Chicago by way of Atlanta fandom of Seattle? Does that jive
so
with Sturm's rules of fandom?
It is somewhat offensive, but then I said, you know what? This guy used nascent correctly.
Even though he's jackhammered drunk.
Despite being drunk, he used the word nascent in a interview with Corby correctly, and so I did try to cut him some slack. But I will now retrieve that slack and reacquire slack and put it back in my pocket. He gets no slack if it's going to get to the tired. You guys don't understand icing.
You just wait.
All right.
Rules because they were yelling icing on their own power play. Tell me that that's not knowing the rules. Tell me that.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
No, I made that up, that people were saying icing on their own power play. People have no idea what the rules are. The loudest this place ever got was the biggest country song ever played. And that's the loudest this place ever got.
The biggest country song?
Yeah, the country song they played. I don't know what the hell this country song was, but...
You sound like a very, very bitter, defeated fan.
I'm from Georgia.
I know you said you're from Atlanta.
I can tell you... Hold on, let me move on.
Sorry.
That's fine, but let me tell you what the country song was, because I can...
Well, I don't give a what the country song was. It doesn't matter.
I can, because I can tell you it literally belonged...
Is it like George Strait or Garth Brooks, like Low Places or something?
No, it was... Yeah, Low Places, exactly that. Yeah. Low Places was the f***ing loudest that place ever got.
Not true.
And besides the goal, but the goal was... After the fact, they had no idea the goal went in until the people celebrated on the ice.
They didn't know the goal went in.
No, they're just waiting for another country song to play so they could start.
Oh, finally, Garth, something I can understand.
Break bottles and
you're right.
Throw stuff at the ice. You.
Hey, who brought their AR in here to shoot a Bud Light can?
No idea the goal went in.
You're talking about Roope's goal that went in when he was freaking stole the puck right there at the blue line?
No idea.
Alexiak lost it. Hintz moves in. Score!
No one knew.
No.
They're still not. They don't know.
They didn't start cheering until after the horn.
The people next to me
the second goal was Wyatt Johnson's goal. No. You're wrong.
The people had no idea.
The second goal was tough to see.
The people had no idea the goal went in. No idea the goal went in. The loudest that place got was Low Places. This place is going to get rocked by Vegas. Vegas is going to have more fans in that stadium than the Stars will ever
have. Yes, hockey market Vegas.
And they're going to get rolled a gentleman's sweep 4-1.
You're f***ing high.
No, it's 4-1. They will never see it coming. Gentlemen sweep 4-1. This place actually doesn't know the rules. A bunch of hicks sinking Low Places and yelling icing on their own power play. I mean, this place, I'm from Atlanta. It was quietest place. I've been to NBA Finals. I've been to the World Series. I've been to, what's the other sport?
You tell me.
hockey, baseball. Oh, sorry. I've been to two World Cups.
Football.
I've not been to Super Bowl, but I've been to two NFC championships. I've been to seven World Cups.
What?
Over 28 years.
All right. So he just got through saying I've been to two World Cups, right? And then he adds five onto that there at the end.
That's a lot of World Cups.
Especially the dude is he's not even 30.
Hockey, baseball. Oh, sorry. I've been to two World Cups.
Football.
I've not been to Super Bowl, but I've been to two NFC championships. I've been to seven World Cups, and this stadium was the sleepiest stadium in America. I mean, the people had no idea. And you tell me how loud it was if people weren't yelling, "Let's go Stars." They were not yelling anything.
Every stadium has their chant, though.
No, but they were yelling that every 5 minutes.
Because that's the chant.
No, but then every 5 minutes it was quiet?
No, it wasn't quiet at all.
Game seven, you can't be quiet. And it was every five minutes.
It was not quiet. It was so quiet. It may have been a little tense.
Number 14, my dead grandma hits that shot that 14 missed. I don't know who.
Oh, you're talking about the Jamie Benn.
First period.
Yeah, right there on the power play.
I hit that one. I mean, my left nut hits that one in the goal.
Well, luckily he's going to be in the Hall of Fame and your left nut is not.
That's fair. That's totally fair. But he missed it. He missed it. And the Stars deserve to win. I have no problem losing this game. I'm actually not that angry that I flew down. I'm a Braves fan. I'm going to go watch the Braves tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I do not hold back on that. That stadium was sleepy. Had no idea what the hell was going on. And the Stars fans definitely don't know the rules. They don't know the rules.
You're wrong.
10 listeners are going to be pissed. But your 10 listeners are going to be the 10 listeners that go next round to game three when you lose.
All right.
You go down 3-0.
I'm never going to convince you.
And then
you're going to
lose 4-0. And no, actually, you'll win game four and you'll sing, "I like it, I love it, I want some more of it."
You're a bitter year one Seattle fan from Atlanta.
I'm not bitter.
You are.
The Duke fan.
That was great.
So
you made a new friend.
We get done. He goes back to where he was, starts talking to these guys. They get into another argument. And I'm not joking. This is how the night ended for this guy. I turn around and I see him, and this bar is packed, and he is sprinting his way through the bar trying to get to the exit. And as I turn around and see him doing this, I see the other guys that he was talking to all sprinting after him. And I'm like, what is going on? Well, what had happened was this guy got so pissed off at these Stars fans for calling him an idiot. He grabbed the dude's sunglasses that were hanging on his shirt, like, you know, just folded up on his shirt.
Just being a bro.
He grabbed it. The drunk guy grabs him and runs out the bar.
Stole them.
That'll show him.
And all these guys run out there after him. They couldn't catch him.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Because he fought through the bar so much faster than they could fight through it all, and he's gone.
He was being chased by the bear.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's he had more jets.
It made him faster.
But it was good. You know what? He's miserable. Yeah. Even though he's a Kraken fan from Atlanta via Chicago, he's miserable.
His whole story. How long has he been out of Atlanta? Because that's not a Southern accent he has.
No.
He might have been born there, but it's more Chicago.
Yeah, no. Actually, Minnesota.
Okay.
Is where he was from. They moved. He told me later on they moved down to Atlanta when he was a kid. Or 15, 16 years old or something like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's good on the street reporting from you.
Thank you.
That's well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Corby got the maddest when he started bashing country music, by the way.
Yeah, it's true.
Nobody bags on Low Places. That's our song, man.
That kind of rocks in there when that song gets going.
Oh, boy.
I feel like I'm...
That and Living on a Prayer.
Well, Living on a Prayer is awesome. God. But I will say, Low Places, I feel like I'm the only person that doesn't know every lyric by heart.
I don't either. I don't know one lyric of it except
for
Low Places.
But they show people on the scoreboard and they know every
everything.
Word.
Yes.
You just got to wait for Oasis. That's all you got to wait for.
Right.